The road is long.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to Alive. This is Claire here, and thank you once again for joining me. Now, some of you, if you've been long-time listeners, will be wondering why I have a new theme tune. Well, the reason is that Gary and I did the program together for 11 years, and Gary did it 13 years before that on his own. And the theme music was his, you know, the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, gorgeous. I loved it. But unfortunately, after Gary died, all of his CDs, which were in his car, and he always brought them to radio every week, somehow got lost, put aside somewhere, and I have never been able to locate it. So sometimes I used to use this beautiful song at the end, and it was such a favourite of mine, I decided, well, we'll just use it for our new theme tune. So if any of you have listened over the last 24 years, you know, please spare a thought for Gary. I'm sure he's in heaven, but we can never have too many prayers. Or if you would like him to intercede for you, I'm sure he always a powerful prayer and hugely devoted to the rosary and to wearing his scapular. So that's a good introduction to our talk for today, because of course it's the month of May, and this is Our Lady's Month, and it is the month of the Rosary. But before I get into that, I would like to encourage you all, if you haven't already, please make a submission on this law that they want to legalise abortion. We've got very liberal abortion laws as it is, but we really must put our pen to paper. It closes next week, so please, if you haven't done it already, please just go online and look where you can do it. It's very easy to find. I think that you don't even have to sign your name. I think it's you can even put an anonymous one in. So please make sure you do that. So talking about the scapular and the rosary, which of course Our Lady has made even more efficacious, more powerful for these times, and goodness knows we need it, I'd like to end on one of Our Lady's apparitions as an introduction to the next. Of course, we always talk about Fatima on this program, and in the last apparition, when Our Lady appeared to the children on the 13th of October, the day the miracle of the sun, when the sun seemed to loosen itself from the firmament and zigzag all the way down to earth like a flaming red fireball, so that the 70,000 people, plus another 10,000 or more in the outlying areas, actually thought that the world was going to end. And they were crying out their sins and beating their breasts and falling to the ground, howling, and parents were lying on top of their children to protect them. It really was, it seemed like a catastrophic event. But while that was happening, the children were seeing a tableau in the sky. The three, Jacinta, Francesco and Lucia, saw Our Lady on one side and Saint Joseph, who was holding the child Jesus, and St. Joseph and Jesus bless the world. The next two scenes only Lucia saw, and that was, it was like they were the three mysteries. The first was the joyful mystery, the second was the sorrowful, and it was Our Lord as an adult, and Our Lady of Dolores dressed in purple and sorrow. And then the third one was like the glorious mysteries, and it was Our Lady, as a lady of Mount Carmel, and she was holding out a rosary and the scapular. and it's very significant that she was dressed as Our Lady of Mount Carmel, because apparently the fourth Seer of Fatima, Dr. Formigo Monsignor, he was always called the fourth Seer of Fatima because he was so close to the children. He really, they took him into their confidence. He was the first one to interview them that day and to interview them the next day. And Francisco died in 1919, Jacinta in 1920. They're from the Spanish flu, and Lucia went away to a boarding school in 1921. So before the church actually stated that the apparitions were true and worthy of belief, the one who had most knowledge was Dr. Formico. And in 1923, he wrote a book in Portuguese called Until San Sebastian. Now, people who read that book from there on really had no idea what the significance of that was until Our Lady appeared at Garabandal in 1961. Now, you will remember that the Third Secret was meant to be revealed in 1960, and it wasn't, much to the disappointment of the whole Catholic world. And the following year, Our Lady herself appeared at San Sebastian de Garabandal. So San Sebastian is actually the name of the little village. It's certainly called Garabandal, San Sebastian. So when Our Lady appeared nearly 2,000 times over the next 4 years, she was always dressed as Our Lady of Mount Carmel, so linking the two apparitions. Now, very quickly, because Our Lady was appearing so often to four young girls, Jacinta, Conchita, Mari Loli, and Mari Cruz, three of the girls were 12 and one was 11. So an investigation was called very, very quickly, a few months later, and the priest who had actually been present at some of the apparitions when the girls went into ecstasy was actually sent away, so he couldn't give his own opinion. And five people investigated, and they said there was nothing against church teaching, but it wasn't supernatural. And so after that, the church said that they didn't forbid anyone to go there, but for priests to say Mass, they had to get permission. Now, interestingly enough, not too many years after that, one of the people on the investigation did a complete 180 degrees, and he regrets that he said that because he totally believes in Garabandal. The thing about Garabandal, because so much of it is prophecies for the future which still have not unfolded, the church really can't make a judgment on that until those things have happened. And one of them is a warning, one of them is a great miracle with a sign in the sky, and the third one is a chastisement. So let's just go a little bit more into this. It was in 1961. And the four girls were out one evening, and they weren't, actually three of them had the surname Gonzales, but they weren't closely related in any way at all. Their little village had about 80 houses, very, very high up on the Cantabrian Mountains in northern Spain, and about 80 houses, about 300 people. Very, very devout, no power. At 12 o'clock every day, they stopped whatever they were doing to say the Angelus. And in the evening, I think it was Mari Loli's mother would go around the whole town ringing a bell to let everyone know it was time to pray the rosary. So a very devout Catholic little township. And Our Lady always appears to the lowly, and she chose these four young girls. So they were actually up to no good. Conchita and another one of them had stolen some apples from the tree in the teacher's courtyard. And so they were hiding behind the wall, and the other girls caught them. And so they joined in, and they were all there eating apples. And suddenly Conchita thrust her head back and was looking up in the air. Now, the other three were very alarmed and thought they'd better rush home and get Conchita's parents because she obviously was sick. And then very shortly afterwards, they too head straight back, looked up, and they saw St. Michael. And, of course, St. Michael is the angel of peace. He's also the angel of war because he's the one that fights for us. And he's the messenger. So when St. Michael comes, it's because there is a great message. Now, if you remember at Fatima, the angel of Portugal, the angel of peace, appeared the year before Our Lady. And, of course, the angel of peace is also known as St. Michael. So it was most probably St. Michael in Fatima in 1916. And here he was again the 18th of June in 1961. Now, he didn't say anything to the children. There was some writing underneath him. They thought he looked about nine and quite magnificent. He had wings. And then he spoke to them for the first time on the 1st of July, and he said to them that Our Lady is going to come tomorrow. Now, by now, you can imagine the angel had been appearing for a couple of days. There was quite a lot of commotion about this, and a lot of people were there, of course, to see Our Lady. Well, of course, they couldn't see her, only the children could see her, but to see the children in ecstasy. Now, there were so many miracles at Garibandal that really you could not say that it was not a very magnificent apparition. For example, when the four girls were in ecstasy, their heads were almost at right angles to the neck. They were flung back. If the apparition lasted an hour and they had torches in their eye, they didn't blink for an hour, which is physically impossible to do. People would burn them, people would prick them, and they didn't flinch. When they walked around, sometimes they would stop suddenly and crash to the stone paving. People could hear their bones crunch, but after half an hour or whatever, they got up, their stockings weren't damaged, they didn't have any injuries on them whatsoever. Now, when Our Lady called the girls, because they didn't live together, there were three calls. The first one was a soft call, which they heard interiorly, and then they heard another one. And so by the time they heard the second, they were all running to the rendezvous. Now, for wherever they were, they didn't know where the apparition was going to be, but they all ended up in the same place. Again, physically impossible. Now, people tried to follow them, and they ran after them, but they actually couldn't keep up with the children. And by the time they arrived, the children suddenly stopped dead, and the people kept running past them. And when they came back, they were all hot and sweaty and breathless and perspiring, and the girls were physically calm, and everyone wanted to know why, and they said, well, Our Lady carried us. And doctors examined them, and their heartbeat was regular. There was absolutely no evidence that they had been running for hundreds and hundreds of metres. Now, they first started to see Our Lady. Sometimes she would bring Jesus with her. And so to amuse the baby, the children would pick up little pebbles to give Jesus. And then the habit of giving the pebbles to Our Lady to kiss. And so then these kissed pebbles, which had a special grace from Our Lady, were given out to people. And then people would give them medals or rosaries or scapulars or wedding rings or all sorts of things and ask the children if they could get Our Lady to kiss them. Now, sometimes the children had, you know, dozens of necklaces and rosaries all in a tangle around their neck. And they would take it in one big bulk, hold it up to Our Lady, and then they would miraculously untangle. And the children had no idea where they had come from. And still looking up with their necks backwards, because they were still in ecstasy, they would go to the exact right person and give them back their rosary. Now, some people tried to trick them. For example, they would give their wedding ring to somebody else to give to the children. But then when Our Lady had kissed the wedding ring, the children went straight to the person who owned the ring. Not only that, But in Spain, sometimes somebody wears it on their left hand and sometimes on their right hand. And without fail, the girls always put the ring on the right hand. Now, in one apparition, Conchita was in her mother's kitchen, and Our Lady had told her that there was going to be an apparition there at a certain time. And so a whole lot of things were laid out on the table. And somebody, it was a chemist from one of the big towns in Spain, put a lady's compact on the table. Now, Conchita protested, and everyone else protested there, but they left it because they thought, you know, fancy such a profane thing, a vain thing for Our Lady, because she wouldn't want that. But in fact, it was the very first thing that Our Lady asked Conchita to hold up for, and everyone was absolutely dumbstruck. And so after the ecstasy, they asked Conchita why, and Conchita said, Our Lady said that this is my son, this is my son's. So they asked the chemist, what was it about this lady's compact? And he explained that in the Spanish Civil War, when the communists overran Spain, that when the priests were being held in prison and they were facing execution, people were able to slip Holy Communion hidden inside the compact case and to give it to them before they died. So it certainly was the most holy thing on the table. So it was things like this which were pretty outstanding. Now, at one time, one of the children stopped seeing Our Lady in the apparitions, and she was absolutely distraught. And she kept, you know, praying and, you know, why, and asking the girls to ask Our Lady why she wasn't seeing her anymore. And so the girls said, Our Lady is going to appear to you tomorrow. And when she appeared, Our Lady said, I have stopped appearing to you because you were disobedient to your father. So she was disobedient to her father once, but it was such a big thing to Our Lady. You know, you must listen to your parents beyond anyone. And she told the children, if you saw an angel and if you saw a priest, you must acknowledge the priest first. Now, one of the big messages of Garibaldi was that in the future there was going to be a falling away of belief in the real presence, and which we can certainly say has certainly happened. She also said we have to pray for holy priests. She told the children that something would happen in the future that would cause people to stop believing in Garibaldi. She told one of the girls that she would have to suffer through what the children go through. And basically she said that one day you will deny that you saw me and there will be confusion. And that confusion will be a mirror of what's going to happen in the future in the church. So anyway, she gave two messages, and one of them was that the cup is filling up, and of course the cup is the cup of sins, that humanity is sinning, and our Lord is greatly offended, and you must stop sinning. And then in the last one, a lady was so upset, 4 years later, she couldn't even give the message. St. Michael had to give the message to Conchita, and it was that the cup is overflowing. Now, the warning is something that's going to happen where every person in the world will see themselves as if they are standing before God. And so it's a warning. You'll see all of your sins and how you've offended God, and it will be an opportunity to turn your life around. So that's the warning. Then there is going to be a great miracle, and it's going to happen at Garibaldi, and it will be a sign in the sky. Now, it might be like in the desert, there was a pillar of smoke during the day and a pillar of fire at night. St. Faustina, way back in the early 1920s and 30s, said that she saw a flaming cross in the sky. Maybe it's that, but it's something that is going to be seen but not touched, and it will be permanent. Now, the third thing was the chastisement. Now, we could mitigate it, we could lessen it, but by all accounts we can't avoid it any longer. Even Saint Pope John Paul II said that way back in 1976, that we are facing the great crisis in the church, between the church and the anti-church, Christ and the antichrist, and that we were going to have to take sides, and the chastisement, and we couldn't put it off, but we could mitigate it through our prayers, and most especially the rosary. So there is something up in the future which is pretty horrific. Now the two children, or the four children rather, on two nights, they were up in the pines where they often met Our Lady, and they called the Night of Screams, and no one could go near the children, and they just screamed for hours. And people were told to stay down below, and it was quite horrific for the village to listen to this. And so the priest organised them to pray the rosary, and as they were praying, the screaming got less, but whenever they stopped, the screaming got more. And it seems like the vision was one of fire. Now, at Akita in 1973, just 10 years later, Our Lady appeared to Sister Agnes Sasagawa, and she said, "Fire will fall from heaven." Now, Pope John Paul II also said that in the past, and this will be the same again, that sins will be purified in fire. Sister Lucia also had a vision in 1943, and she saw a flaming lance, so fire again, hit the axis of the earth. The earth wobbled, and earthquakes and buildings and collapsed, and the water exceeded its boundaries. So it seems that there's fire, whether it's a comet or a planet or a nuclear war, who knows? But it seems like in the future, and maybe not so far away, there could be fire. So I'll say more about Garibaldi next week, but it's certainly an apparition worth looking at. So make sure you just go online. And the program always goes too quickly. Sorry about that. I wish I had longer, but be sure to tune in next week. So we're going to end up with our same beautiful song.
Knows where, who knows where, but I'm strong enough to carry him. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. So on we go. His welfare is my concern. No better is he to bear. We'll get there. It's a long, long road.
planetaudio.org.